A man went out of prison and into business. Mark Shand spent almost 3 decades in Massachusetts prisons for a crime he did not commit. New England Public Radio's Karen Brown reports on his effort to make up for lost time.
Heavily tattooed and muscular, Mark Shand pours a freshly blended pineapple and coconut smoothie into a plastic cup. He lets it overflow into the dome lid and passes it to his 5-year-old granddaughter.
Be careful. Wait a minute. Use 2 hands.
She passes it to a customer at Shand's smoothie cafe, Sweetwater.
Say, here you go.
Thank you.
Say, you're welcome.
This year-old Connecticut business is meant to reboot a career Shand says was stolen from him at the age of 19. In the months before he was arrested for murder, he'd been preparing to open his first clothing store.
And I signed the lease. I got my LLC. Had I not been locked up, where would I be now?
Shand, now 54, always insisted he was nowhere near the 1986 nightclub shooting in Springfield, Massachusetts, that killed a young woman. In 2013, new evidence convinced a judge to let him go. But as an exoneree, Shand was not eligible for job training, housing, or other reentry services offered to people on parole. So he had to take manual labor jobs with long hours dictated by a boss. It wasn't exactly the same as prison, but it wasn't different enough.
Plan on never working for another person again if I could help it.
But to start his own business, he needed money, and he says no bank would give him a loan. So he turned to a Massachusetts statute that compensates the wrongfully convicted. At that time, the maximum was $500,000. He thought the state would right its wrong without a fuss, but he ended up spending 3 years in a legal fight for that money.
Some might look and say, well, if the court decided to release this person, then why don't you just write the check?
That's Massachusetts Attorney General Maura Healey, whose office represents the state against exonerees.
But the statute only permits recovery if that person has established, has proved actual innocence.
As is common in many states, exonerees have to go back to court to prove they didn't get out on a technicality, which takes time and resources.
We found that the law wasn't working the way we expected it to.
Massachusetts State Senator Patricia Jaylen co-wrote the compensation law in 2004, and last year, partly because of Mark Shand, helped rewrite it. The cap on restitution was doubled to $1 million plus attorney's fees, and claims are now fast-tracked. Massachusetts is one of 9 states that have recently expanded or created new compensation laws, according to Rebecca Brown of the Innocence Project. But 17 states still offer nothing.
Pushing for monetary compensation for a very small constituency is politically very difficult.
Across the country, restitution ranges from $80,000 per year in prison to no money at all. What Brown would like to see in every state is immediate cash and services and a less onerous process to get full compensation.
When people come out of prison, they have nothing. So they're really in this no man's land in limbo, waiting for, you know, just the most basic subsistence.
When Mark Shand's case finally settled a couple years ago, he ended up with $300,000. That's about $11,000 per year in prison. And while that paid for startup costs on his smoothie business, he doesn't look at compensation as a start-over grant. It's a moral debt.
They should be compensated because they've wronged you, and they can't give you your years back. So the fact that they yanked me and incarcerated me for 30 years, the money they gave me means nothing.
Shand also filed a separate civil lawsuit, but that could take years. For now, he relies on his business acumen to make a living. His best-selling smoothie is called the Linda and John Thompson, after the lawyers who helped get him out of prison.
It is the freshest thing. Pineapple, green apple, ginger.
Last year, he opened a second location. Eventually, he'd like to hire ex-inmates coming out of prison, both the innocent and the guilty. For NPR News, I'm Karen Brown in Springfield, Massachusetts.